had to start it.
Sunrise.
And you might say, now, if you were in this situation, we got started a little late this morning because when we got out there, the sun had already
rose.
And now, if you said, what time did the sun rise this morning? Well, you'd say the sun
rose.
And if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say you worked until
sundown.
Now, if somebody came on Sunday, that is not this past Sunday, but the Sunday, earlier than that, you'd say they came
Sunday before last.
And now, if somebody was going to be coming, not this coming Sunday, but the one following, you'd say they'd be coming
Sunday after next.
And if somebody stayed from about the first of the month to the 15th, you'd say they stayed
half a month.
And now, if today is Tuesday, then Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
Now, if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody,
what time is it?
And then they'd look at their
watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30.
And another way of saying that might be
half after 7.
And now, if it was 10:45, another way of saying that might be
15 to 11.
Or using another word, instead of 15 till, would you ever use the word quarter?
Quarter to 11. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, now I've been doing that for quite
a while.
And you might say, now the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
And if a child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he was
three.
And if you were using the word year with it, you'd say he was
3 years.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
1 year ago.
And you might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those
clouds.
Oh, say it again.
Clouds.
I'm afraid I interrupted you. Now, if it was a day when there was the sun shining, there's no clouds in the sky, what kind of a day would
you be? Hazy.
Now, when it's sun is really shining, you say that's really a
bright day.
And now on the opposite kind of day, if it's not raining, but it's the sky is covered with clouds, you say it's a
cloudy.
And if it's been fair and pretty, and then the clouds come in and you expect rain or something, you say the weather is
overcast.
And if it's been cloudy, it's been just the opposite. It's been cloudy and then the clouds kind of pull away and the sun comes out, you say the weather is, if the sun comes out, comes out when it's been cloudy, you say it's, the weather is, do you say clear enough? Or
clear enough, yeah.
What would you call a real heavy rain, but it just lasts a little while?
Pouring rain.
And how about, when it's a heavy rain and it does last for a long time, you call that a
cloudburst.
And if it's like if it's got thunder and lightning with it, you call it
thunderstorm.
And if the wind was really high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blowed.
And if the wind was coming from that direction, you'd say the winds. You'd say the wind's, what kind of wind would it be?
North wind.
And if it was in the other direction, you'd
south.
Now, if it's raining, well, not raining very hard, just a few fine drops.
Sprinkles.
And if it's just kind of not really coming down, but you just kind of feel it in the air, you'd say it's